Pastor Lou. For those who don't know me, I came to see Pastor Sai. Who's this guy? I'm Pastor Louie. I'm the Fullerton campus pastor, and I get to serve you up the message today on this last Sunday. Actually, I got to do the last message on Wednesday night and the last message today. And man, last Wednesday, we had an amazing time. And I told the service last Wednesday, man, I got a word. God's giving me a word for you today. And I have a word for you today. I'm super excited for that. But before I even get into that and explain and everything what's going on, I believe the word's going to bless you. But I just want to honor, you know, we always honor. First and foremost, I want to honor God, you know, for the year we had. 2023, I look back and what God did through our church and in my family. I mean, he deserves all honor, all glory, all praise. Come on, somebody. I can't be the only one that looks back and sees that God deserves it all. Man, he's done some tremendous things, and I know it's not the end. We're going into a new year, and God's going to be doing so much more. But I also know we could not have gone through all that as a church without the leadership of our lead pastors, Pastor Josiah and Pastor Marie. So we honor them for the 2023 that we had, the year of revival with all the breakthrough. Come on, somebody, all the healing, all the things that took place. Come on, it was through their leadership we were able to receive what God did and got outpoured in here. So give God a praise for our lead pastors. I want to honor my family too, because in 2023, I look back at my family, we had ups, come on honey, she can say amen, and downs, and everywhere in between, and all around, come on, who else is with me on that? And God is through, God is faithful, God is good, he still poured out his blessing, he still covered, and he still had me, and had our family in the palm of our hands, and you know, and then thank you, honey, for putting up with me in 2023. Come on, somebody. Y'all need to say thank you for putting up with Pastor Louie to my wife in 2023. but yeah, and just honor you guys for you're like saying, I want to close out this year strong. Like my wife said, and we sang Growth Track, how are we gonna finish? Let's say it with some force. How are we gonna finish? Come on, y'all in here, and that's how we're gonna finish today. And like I said, I believe I got a word for you. We just had a great Christmas, and I pray you had a great Christmas in your home. And I know we had one here at Freedom House, and you know, we're like, what's next? What's next? Well, the new year is what's next. That's the next holiday. And today, actually, for you young adults out there, tonight there is no 5 p.m. for the rest, but for the young adults, we have our New Year's Eve bash tonight. So come on through. Come on, celebrate the new year. Bring in the new year here at Freedom House. It's going to be a safe and fun time here, and it's going to be awesome. You're going to love it. But for the rest of us, there is no 5 p.m., so be safe tonight and bring it in the new year. I believe what I have to share with you, I'm going to continue on the series, The Promises of Christmas. So I'm kind of just closing it out, but I'm going to be focusing on the Christmas story the day after. Come on, somebody, because Christmas comes and we preach about Christmas all the time. Going to get an amen. You know, but sometimes we got to know what happens after. What do we do after? And it's important. I believe that God gave me a message that I'm going to be teaching. So it's going to be a build up to set you up. And then I'm going to release to you something prophetic. I believe this word is not just something for me to teach, but to prophetically release to you, whether it be for one of you or for all of you or anywhere in between. I believe God has given me this word for you to prophetically so that you can receive it and take it into your 2024. Can I get an amen? So lean in, not to what I'm saying, but what the Holy Spirit's saying, because the Holy Spirit has something to say to you. Tell your neighbor this, the Holy Spirit has something to say to you. You're going to leave blessed. Come on, you're going to leave full of passion and full of faith. It's going to be great. So I'm going to go into the Christmas story. And I'm gonna go all the way through to the day after, or the time after, I should say. I don't know if it was the day after or whatever, but we'll read it. We'll unpack it. It's going to be good. So I don't want to assume everybody knows where we're at, where we get to this point. I'm sure in some form or fashion, everybody has heard about the Christmas story or seen a nativity scene. And where we're at right now, what we're about to get into, we have what many people call the wise men, the three kings, which it wasn't three, it was more than that. It was a group of people called Magi. They just presented three gifts to Jesus. And the reason they did that is because they saw a star that came out of the word, and they said, oh, the star was indication that King Jesus, King of the Jews, was born. So they followed the star so that they can worship Jesus. Come on, somebody. These people were called Magi, and they came out of the east, Jerusalem, the east. So if you look east from there, I don't know, you could look towards from Jerusalem, Middle East, all the way to where, like, I guess China from there. I don't know if they came from all the way over there, but that's where the east was from them. So I'm just giving you some direction. But they traveled to get to Jesus so where they can worship. Now, for me, I look at that story and the Christmas story, and that's a great lesson to learn from the Magi, was that they traveled to worship Jesus, and it shows us that there's effort behind our worship. And there is no worship if there is no effort. But rest assured that God blesses the efforts of your worships. Can I get an amen? Let me show you scripturally Galatians 6:9. This is a lesson that I want us all to pull on. But it says, let us not become weary in doing good, or let us not become weary in putting forth the effort of our worship, because for at the proper time we will reap a harvest, and if we do not give up, if we do not stop our worship. Can I get an amen? You'll never go wrong when you give your worship to Jesus. I said, you'll never go wrong when you give your worship to Jesus. You will be blessed. So they came and they found him. But at the same time, word got around, and there was a ruler in the land called Herod, and he was the king of the land, the ruler of the land, and he heard about the king of the Jews. Like, who is this person? So we called the Magi over to a secret meeting to find out about this king and to gather intelligence, and he even tried to commission them, say, hey, go bring back this boy and bring him to me, because I want to worship him too. It ain't worship if you're trying to get someone else to bring that person to you, to bring Jesus to you. Come on, somebody. It ain't worship if you're trying to get off of my worship. Come on, somebody. Y'all need your own worship. Herod, though, he didn't want to worship Jesus. He just wanted to kill him. So he was lying to them. They didn't end up bringing Jesus to him. We all know the story. Jesus warned them and sent them on a different way after they worshiped Jesus. They sent him somewhere different. That's where we're at in the story now. Herod's trying to kill off baby Jesus, and now we're in the Christmas story. So I'm going to invite you to stand to your feet, as it is a custom in our house, in honor of reading God's word. I'm going to read to you the Christmas story and what happened after Christmas. How many of y'all want to know what happened after Christmas? I know I do. How many of y'all know what's going to happen after my Christmas? What am I going to do? I'm going into New Year. What should I be planning for? What should I be looking towards? The Bible says in Matthew 2:11 through 15, it says, on coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. This is Christmas morning. This is Christmas day. This is why we have Christmas. These are the nativity scenes that you see. Now the next scriptures are after Christmas. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to the country by another route. They had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. Verse 14, so he got up, took the child and his mother during the night and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod, as so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, out of Egypt I called my son. The title of my message is called My Growth, My Protection. Let's pray. Father in heaven, I thank you for the word. Thank you that it's blessed. Thank you that it is anointed, Father. And Lord, I thank you that you've given me this word prophetically to speak to your people on this last Sunday of 2023. May this word fall on the soft soil of their hearts, and may it grow and manifest itself into the fullness of what you want to see through their life, Father, in it, Jesus. Bless them. Bless the hearer. Raise the faith. Use me, not my words, but your words, not my will, but your will, and not my, Father God, own impressions or perceptions to put upon your people, but yours, Lord Jesus. I'm just a conduit of your spirit. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Y'all may be seated. Come on, somebody. My growth, my protection, the last message of 2023 here at Freedom House Church, and it's my honor just to deliver it to you. And today, I deliver to you with that thought in mind about Christmas. What's next? What's next? I don't know if you guys have ever thought that, or maybe that's just a question I bring up, and maybe it's your first time you ever asked that question. But I know I think it, and I'm wondering, like, what's next? It's we all know it's time for the new year. It's time to bring in 2024, close 2023. But the new year can bring a lot of new things, new hopes, new dreams. New goals for us as a church. Also, we get a new word of the year. Come on, somebody. How many of y'all have enjoyed the word of the year, revival. Well, we're getting a new word next week, so make sure you don't miss that because it's a powerful word. Pastor Sai has shared it with our office team, but we've gotten so many new things. But I want to let you know that the new things can't mix with the old things. Somebody say amen. It's like Christmas. Maybe some of you got that new iPhone. When you got that new iPhone, what'd you do with your old one? You're still holding it around, carrying it with you? No, you trade it in or selling it or whatever you're doing, or it's in your drawer, whatever you're gonna do with it, it's you have a new thing, so the old thing gets put away. Or like my sons, when they got the PS5, they had a PS4 in the right spot, but they had to remove that PS4, box up that PS4, so that PS5, the new thing, come on, could go where it needs to be. And for many of us, God did something in 2023 that is new that the old can't mix with. Old things and new things, they just, when God's trying to do something new in your life, the old way of living, the old way of thinking, the old way of doing just cannot be mixed with it. Now, I know January marks the beginning of the new calendar year, but how many of y'all know that God is not limited to calendar years, to months, come on somebody, to hours or time? He's outside of time, but what I can tell you is this, that God works in times and seasons. God works in times and seasons, so when Jesus was born on Christmas, when we celebrate Christmas, is it the 25th? I don't know if it is or not, but we do know when he was born, we celebrate Christmas, and we celebrate that, and that's Christmas, and when he was born, our time, are the times for us went before Christ, B.C. and A.D. Adonai, after Christ, the year of our Lord and Savior. Because he works in times, and then also we go through seasons in life, so we go through seasons. So God, though he works outside of time, for us, he's not regulated to the times that we have in calendar years or months, but he works in times and seasons through our life. Gonna get an amen? Now, this new time when Jesus came, when he was a baby, when A.D., after Christ, Adonai, when that new time came, the time of our Lord and Savior, the time of salvation has come, when he came, he came to us in the form of a baby. As we're about to step into this new year, many of you are looking forward to the new things, new hopes, new dreams that Jesus is going to bring you. But for many of you, because God works in times and seasons, the new things, the new hopes, new dreams have already come. He gave it to you in 2023. But, somebody say, but it came in baby form. It was birthed in you. It's not fully matured in you. It's not fully grown yet. Some of you, you're going to receive that new thing today because you stepped into Freedom House today or you logged on today. Or maybe God just given it to you today because maybe throughout the whole year you've been praying, you've been believing, but you haven't received anything. But today is the day that you receive it. And for many of you, that's today through this message. Through salvation. Some of you maybe received it last week in last week's message. Or some of you received it last midweek. Come on, somebody. Some of you have received it at one of the revival nights in all of 2023. We had our midweek revival nights, the beginning of the revival nights, and the word was spoken. The Holy Spirit fell. We had some four-hour services, six-hour services, three-hour. We had some services that, man, the Holy Spirit filled, and you got something new there, and God birthed something in you. For some of you, you got it at a life camp. For you young person, you got it at a life camp. You were up in the mountaintop, man, and God spoke to you, and you have this new passion, and you have this fire in your bones, and you got something new, and that's where you got it. Or you got it at Freedom House Conference or marriage conference for your marriage. Or you got it at the women's conference, Fierce Femme, and you got it somewhere throughout the year, and that's where you got it. Or maybe you got it because a guest speaker came and spoke to you and gave you a prophetic word, and it came to you in the form of a baby, and it was birthed new in you. And you got it this year. And going into the new year, I want to say this because it's important. Because sometimes we can discount the very things that we got in this year because we're going into a new year. Like, okay, let's forget about that thing. Now we're going new year, new goals, new things, new hopes, new promises. God, okay, what are you going to do now? But maybe it's not about what the new thing is in 2024, but it's about the new thing that God gave you in 2023. And going into new year is not about you receiving something new, but about getting rid of what is old to grow what you have already received. Because the old you can't mix with the new you that God wants to grow inside of you. Each one of you, there's something there that God wants to grow inside of you. Isaiah 9:6, which is our theme scripture for the promises of Christmas, says this. It says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder. Government meaning order, meaning God wants you to grow in his order, not your order. Your order may be great, it may be cool, but there's a better order than that, and that's kingdom order, God's order in your life. And when you walk in that order, you will be more blessed, have more peace, have more joy, have more strength. Can I get an amen? Are you all receiving that? And his name will be called Wonderful Counselor. God wants you to grow in his wonderful counsel and receiving it and going after it and using it in your life and gathering it when you make big decisions in your life. He also wants you to grow in him being the mighty God as your strength. He wants you to grow in strength. As an everlasting father, he wants you to grow as a son or as a daughter of the Most High God. You are a child of God, and he wants you to grow in that. And the Prince of Peace, he wants you to grow in peace, because this world can stress you out, can bring worry, can bring anxiety, but he wants you to grow in the peace that in which he came. In these promises, he wants you to grow in all of them, but you can't grow in these things which are new to you, going mixing it with the old things which should not go with you. Going back to the story of Christmas, we see that Jesus came as a baby, and as a baby, he had to grow. All babies need to grow. And all the parents say, amen. He not just had to grow as a man, but he had to grow into what he was called, what he came to do, what he was called to do. The Bible says in Luke 2:52, it says, Jesus grew in wisdom, in stature, and in favor with God and all the people. So he grew physically, he grew in wisdom, he grew in favor with God, which I find interesting because he's God-man in the flesh. Why would you need more favor? But he had to grow in the favor of God. God wants you to grow in his favor. It's not enough to say that I'm God's favorite because I got his favor. You need to grow in that favor. Come on, somebody. Or you'll never see the fullness of God's favor in your life. And he grew with all the people, favor with all the people. So there's a growth with God in favor and then growth with people in favor. Jesus was a baby when he came to us on Christmas. But it wasn't until he was 33 years old that he went to the cross, he died, was buried, rose by the power of the Holy Spirit, and so that we can receive him as our and receive salvation. 33 years from baby to the full maturation of what God wanted to do through him or what he came to do. I'm not saying you have to wait 33 years. You're like, thank you, Jesus. I don't want to wait 33 years. But I am saying there is a process and there is a and it's a growth process. That the new thing that you got in 2023 may have not come to full manifestation up to this point, but it does not mean it's not going to come to full manifestation in 2024. And if we're not careful, we might abandon it. And how many of you know, if you abandon a baby or abandon something that has just been birthed, come on, then it goes off and it dies off. Like when you have when dogs have a litter of puppies or kittens have a litter of kittens and there's this one, the runt of the litter, it's abandoned and somebody has to come in and care for it so that it can sustain it. But if it's left just to that and there's no interference, then it's going to die off. We as believers sometimes do that. When God does something new in us because we didn't see it happen, it dies off in us. But it was our job and our responsibility to grow it and to protect it so that we could see the full manifestation of it and walk in the blessing of it. Jesus was a baby. He was 33 years old when he completed everything they had to do. So there's a process for us. Jesus didn't stay a baby, and neither are you meant to stay a baby too. You're like, what'd you call me? I know I'm in a room of adults, so I don't mean to offend or anything like that, because you all are grown, men and women. But there is a new birth through salvation that we are to grow. So when we give our life to Jesus, we are what we call born again. And all of us must grow into what God wants to do through us. All of us. I'm not even there. I'm up here and I'm doing what I'm doing, but I know this is an into what God wants to do through me. I still need to continue to grow. Let me read you the scripture. John 3:3-6. I want to continue to support this through the word. Jesus answered and said to him, he was talking to a man by the name of Nicodemus, talking about what I just said, being born again. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, "What is the kingdom of God? I just want to let you know the kingdom of God is a way of living. Is a way of living." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That is which is born of the flesh is flesh. That is which is born of the Spirit is spirit." Jesus was a baby once, okay? Jesus was a baby once, and therefore had to grow one time. We are babies twice, and therefore must grow two times. Grow as men and women, which you all are. You all grown here, men and women. But also grow as men and women of God, which is what we're all doing. Can I get an amen? Y'all receive that. Amen. We grow two times. And then not only that, within that, we grow two times as men and women of God. And then as people, we continue to grow and mature. But not only that, we have to grow the things that God places inside of us many times, whatever it may be. And you know, our calling, and you know, the ministry we're in, the gifts that we have, the talents that we have, you know, all those things need to grow. Grow as men and women, and grow as men and women of God. And all of that leads me to this. This right here, this is the word that God gave me to give to you prophetically, and all this message is to support this for you as you head into 2024. And it's this. Your new thing, your new hope, your new dream is not waiting for you in 2024. Your new thing, your new hope, your new dream is to grow what God gave you in 2023. Your new hope, your new thing, your new dream is to grow what God gave you in 2023. That's what 2024 is going to be about for many of you, if not all of you. Because I know everybody received something in this 2023 season. It was the year of revival, and I was there for almost every single service. I think I was sick a couple times, but I was there. So I remember the revival nights. I remember the conferences. I remember even the outreaches. I remember everything, the Easters, everything that took place. And many people got delivered. Many people got healed. Many people received breakthrough. Many families came together. All of that. But that was just the beginning, and that was just the new, and that was what was birthed in you, and it is you, to you, up to you to grow it so that you can see the full manifestation and blessing of it in 2024. So I'm here to tell you, Freedom House, it's not about abandoning 2023. Okay, 2023, I got it, but I guarantee you God did something new in you. You got to take it and you got to grow it so that in 2024, the new thing that you got in 2023 grows. Come on, into the fullness of what God wants you to be so that you can be the person God has called you to be. Can I get an amen? It's about growth. Growing the new thing. Remember, God doesn't work in calendar years, and he doesn't work according to our timeline. But he operates in times and seasons. And the time that you were birthed something new, that Jesus inside of you was birthed, whether it be a God dream, God vision, is now it's time for you to take and grow it, which brings me to my first point. Grow the Jesus that was birthed in you in 2023. Grow the Jesus that was birthed in you in 2023. My growth, my protection, things to grow in 2024. I wrote a list of some things. There are some general things that we, all of us, can work on, but there are some specific things that God has called you to grow. And as I speak this, like I said, allow the Holy Spirit to minister you on those things that you need to grow. But for some of you, we got saved, come on somebody, in this year. You got saved in this year, and your salvation, that needs to grow. Can I get an amen? What do I mean? Because I thought if I gave my life to Jesus, then I'm good. Yes, you're good. But the Bible tells us this. We are to work out our salvation according to Philippians 2:12. We are to work out our salvation with fear and trembling. So your salvation is a starting point. Now it's up to you to grow your holiness, to grow your purity, grow how you walk in love, to grow how you serve, and to grow all these things. That's a part of it. So salvation is a starting point. You're at the starting line. You got it. Now you got to keep going. You got to grow it. You got to work it out. With fear and trembling. Some of us got to grow our serving. God has given us, everybody, gifts and talents. Tell your neighbor, you have gifts and you have talents. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:10, We are faithful stewards of these things, God's grace in its various forms. So your gifts, your talents, stewardship has been applied to that. What stewardship is, it is responsibility, it is care, it is nurturing, meaning that you got to grow that. So you got to grow the very gift and talent that God gave you in this past year of 2023. And when you grow that, you will see the full blessing of that in 2024. Can I get an amen? You are to grow that because you are a steward of this grace in its various forms. You got to grow your generosity. Why? Because, you know, we are a generous people. The Bible says, Acts 20 and 20:35b, it is more blessed to give than to receive. So when you grow your generosity, you're going to grow in blessing. You're going to grow in walking in blessing. You're going to grow in being a blessing. You got to grow your vision. How do you grow your vision? When God gives you a vision, I'm talking about visions that God gives you. You know, when you got God gives you visions, you got to grow in your clarity of that vision. Because you can't grow the vision that God gave you. He gave it to you in totality. So you got to work on the clarity of that vision in your life. You got to focus on seeing it more clear. Because the Bible says, where there is no vision, the people perish. Perish meaning that they don't die off, but the Hebrew word is they are misguided. So you got to grow in clarity of the vision that God gives you. Because vision either grows clearer or it diminishes in clarity. So if God gave you something, it just doesn't stay clear from the moment he gave to you. And I know many of you received vision from God in 2023, but it's up to you and has always been up to you and your responsibility to make it more clear in your life. Because if not, then the clarity gets less and less and you're like, man, what was that thing that God showed me? The way you grow in vision, I'm going to help you on this, is by making it more clear. So if you have a vision of just, man, I have a vision of being married. God showed me that I got my husband in Freedom House Church. I got my wife in Freedom House Church. And you're looking like, man, is that the person or is that the person? And you're like, who's raising their hand and worship all holy? Looking at, okay, and you're looking. But the truth is, that's not how you clear up the vision. So if God gives you a vision, so your job to clear up that vision, make it more clear, is to say, God, prepare me for this vision. So Lord, you said my husband, my wife, they're here at Freedom House Church. Well, what do I need to be that husband or wife to that person? Because that is how it becomes more clear, that vision. And when you get a God vision, I want to let you know, the more inwardly or more to God and inwardly you look, the more clearer the vision becomes. But when you look outwardly with the vision that God gave you, then it's just going to become more muddied and unclear. You got to take it to God and look inwardly. God, who do I need to become with the God vision that you gave me in 2023? There's other things in here that you can also grow as your dreams. God gave you a dream. God gave you a dream of a business idea. Okay, well, what does that look like to start a business? You know, how do I write a business plan? How do I save for it? How do I budget for it? How can I connect with other entrepreneurs to make it clean, like here, clear in Freedom House Church? Like, you can grow your dreams. Maybe if you're a young person in college or in high school, and like God gave you a vision or gave you a dream of just gathering students and just talk about the Bible. Okay, what do I need to do to start the club? You know, make it clear. You got to go after it, and you have to grow it more and more. Or maybe for many of you, and I know this is many of you, I got this here on purpose, that I love this, I love talking about this, is you got to grow in the gifts of the Holy Spirit that you receive by the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Last Wednesday, we had a baptism of the Holy Spirit that man, and the Holy Spirit showed up, and many were baptized, they spoke in tongues, they got wisdom, they got all these things. But it wasn't just last Wednesday, it was all year. I'm telling you, when I said in the beginning, we had services that were hours and hours, and we had people come in, and altars were full all year long. People got blessed, people got empowered by the power of the Holy Spirit. You got to now grow that. That's your responsibility, to grow your gift of tongues so you speak more in tongues. So grow your gift of wisdom so you get in the book of Proverbs. To grow in faith so you hear more of the word of God, so you grow and increase in faith. To grow in healing so you pray for more people to get healed. You just don't leave it off to the wayside. You got to exercise this power. And you have to grow it, because this power, and baptism of the Holy Spirit, like if you want to know more, just go ahead and listen to the message on YouTube. But this is the empowerment for us to live a kingdom life. Without the Holy Spirit, you're going to find yourself divinely frustrated, and it's going to be very hard to live the life that you want to live in Christ, to fulfill all that he's called you to do. Another thing to grow in is this. Grow the Jesus that was birthed in you in 2023. Some of you, like, I stepped into obedience. I started being obedient. You can still grow your obedience. Come on, somebody. I'm still growing my obedience, because sometimes the Lord knows I'm disobedient. Come on, don't leave me hanging. Obedience releases blessing. Always remember that. 1 Samuel 15:22, it says obedience is better than sacrifice. So you got to grow your obedience. The other thing to grow is sacrifice. Sacrifice. But wait, Pastor Louis, didn't you just read that obedience is better than sacrifice? Yes. But obedience is great. Obedience is greater than sacrifice, but it doesn't replace you from living a sacrificial life. Obedience is greater than sacrifice, but it doesn't replace you from living a sacrificial life. I'm going to read you the scripture that's going to blow your mind. And I pray this is revelation to many of you because it was to me. Psalm 4:5, offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. That means that there are wrong sacrifices. If there are right sacrifices, there are wrong sacrifices. You know, in the Old Testament, they used to give sacrifices and bring it bring to the temple. And the sacrifices had to be right. They had to be pure. They're normally animals. They're animals. They had to be pure, whether it be cow, their doves, or whatever they may be, a sheep, goat. They had to be unblemished, unspotted. They had to be not lame or maimed. You can't just bring a leftover sacrifice. They had to be the right sacrifices. And the Word of God tells us that we are to bring the right sacrifices. So the sacrifices of yesterday or of 2020 or 2018 or 2010 are no longer the right ones for 2023 and what you're about to get into to 2024. So be encouraged because you as a man of God, as a single man of God, a single woman of God, there are right sacrifices that you are to make unto God. And those sacrifices aren't going to look like mine. But then also I speak to the married couple. There's a right sacrifice for your marriage. Also speak to the families because I know this and I can preach this because I lived this and I've gone through the tension of this and I still go through the tension of this. We think because we have a family that the right sacrifice is the convenient sacrifice. Because we got little Johnny in baseball or in football or little whoever, Elizabeth in dance and ballet. And we got to put them all over these places. So we look for the convenient things when the convenient thing is not the right sacrifice. I'm not trying to make anybody feel, you know, condemn anybody. What I am trying to do is trying to challenge the conviction inside of you to know that these are things that need to grow. These new things, what you started in 2023, what was new, what was birthed inside of you, God wants you to grow it for 2024 so that you see the fullness of the blessing of it in your life in 2024. And not to abandon it and say, Lord, I didn't get in the way that I prayed for. I didn't get in the way that I thought it was going to come. You are a God of more, so I pictured it in this way, in this manner. So, you know, I didn't get it. So, 2024 is here. It's another calendar year. Let's move forward, Lord. I leave that behind, and let's see if you do it this year. When the truth is, it's not about doing it this year because God doesn't work in calendar timelines or in our time, but he works in times. And in this time of 2023, he has birthed something in every single one of you that he wants to grow so that you walk in that blessing for 2024. One of the one of the things out there that I hear a lot is like when people say, oh, you have a lot of potential, you have a lot of potential. I've heard people say like, man, that's like an insult because you're not living up to the fullness of that. But I want to let you know there's something inside of you that has a gap of God potential that you're always trying to grow into and trying to reach. And so long as you're living, you having God potential inside of you is not an insult or it's not a something to be ashamed of that you're not living into. It's because there's a space that God wants you to lean into so that you can grow into all that he's called you to be. Come on, in this time and in the season that you're in. There's that God gap. There's that something that was birthed in you in 2024. And I look across every single one of you, all of you, and I see eyes and people and online. Like, all of you, there is so much God potential inside of you. I see all of you, and there's so much anointing that's inside of you. There is so much vision. There is so much gifting. There's so much talent that God has birthed in each and every single one of you. When I look at you, I look at all of you, and I see so many more things to come. I see people who are changing our world through the industries, as a business person, as an entrepreneur, as a tech media giant. I don't know. Those things are inside of you, but you got to grow it, and you can't abandon it. You got to grow the thing of the passion that the some of you got. God's given you like a ministry to go after and to start. And though you may not see it fully right now, there is a manifestation that's coming that you're going to grow into, and you'll see the blessing of it. Some of you, God's called you to be preachers. Some of you, God's called you to be politicians, and he's birthed that inside you, and it's up to you to grow it. I see so many things of Christian business leaders and leaders in this world and leaders, come on, moving and shaking and bringing the kingdom of God to this earth. And it's up to you to grow it. God wants you to grow it, not abandon it because you didn't get it, because you were, had that immediate gratification. You just need it right now. You got to take it, grow it, and build it into what God's called it to be in your life. There are many new things you receive from God in this past year that you could grow, but now that we talk about that, and I'm sure the Holy Spirit is speaking to many of you, where do you start and how do you start growth? Let's go back to the Christmas story, or the time after the day of Christmas, to where Jesus was a baby. Jesus was a baby. He had a mom and dad. His father's God, but he had a mom, an earthly mom and dad in Mary and in Joseph. And Jesus was a baby, and they had responsibility over baby Jesus. And how many of you know babies are work? They can't do stuff. And their mom and dad, their job was to keep him alive. Can I get an amen? If you're keeping your children alive, come on, you guys are doing a great job, parents. And care for him so that he can grow. That's our job. We as parents, we got to keep him alive. Care for them so that they grow, not only physically, but spiritually into all that God's calling them to be. So their job was that. And this is what the Bible says. So this is where we start. This is where they started. This is where we start. Matthew 2:13, when they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. Get up, he said, take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him. And I want to let you know there are Herods. Let me say it this way. The spirit of Herod is still in this world today, and it's looking to kill the Jesus that's inside of you. It's looking to kill the new thing that God has birthed inside of you. 2023, you got new things, new hopes, new dreams. It came as a baby. It was birthed inside of you. And there's Herods already trying to kill it. Already on a mission by the devil himself to come and kill the very thing that's inside of you, the Jesus that's inside of you. So your job, just like it was Mary and Joseph's job, because we're all parents to the new birth or to the baby Jesus that's inside of us, to protect it. We are to protect it. Your growth starts with protecting what God has birthed inside of you. Your growth starts with protecting what God has birthed inside of you. Which leads me to point number two. The Jesus inside of you needs you to protect it. The Jesus inside of you needs you to protect it. Jesus was God-man in the flesh, but came as a baby that needed protection. There's certain things in the spiritual that birth inside of you that need your protection. Everything birthed in the spiritual needs protection so that it can grow in your life. Because we talk about growth all the time, but what we don't talk about is the protection of that growth. Because you can have the sole intention and focus of growing something, but if there's no protection around it, then it's going to kill off growth because the Herods are coming in and trying to kill it. Without protection, there is no growth. So you got to grow in what God has birthed inside of you, but you got to protect it as well. We don't grow also. We got to determine what we need to protect and what we don't need to protect. Because we don't grow when we protect the wrong things. God has birthed something inside of you. And as I said in the beginning, you can't mix your old ways and your old lifestyle with the new thing that God's doing inside of you. So you got to protect it from those old things. And some of those old things need to be eliminated. It might be a relationship that you need to eliminate. And you're trying to protect that relationship. Well, you're protecting the wrong thing because it's killing the new thing that's inside of you. An old habit. Maybe you're listening to some music that's not helping you. I'll get to that a little bit more in a little bit, but maybe some habits of like, man, oh, I can drink a little bit, but every time I can handle it, but every time you do it, you're still getting drunk. Hanging out with friends, you're married and you're going out hanging with your single friends still. You're like, Oh, but every time you go out hanging single, oh yeah, but I'm the, you know, the mature one, but yet you end up coming back acting like an immature fool. I mean, you got to learn to protect the right things. You protect what's inside of you, what God's doing inside of you. Protect how you talk, protect how you think. There's so many things that are on here that I could have listed, but I'm gonna list three things that's going to help you tremendously on what to protect, three areas to protect. Number one, what you see. You got to protect what you see, because the Bible says in Matthew 6, 22 through 23, your eyes like the lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. So what are you looking at? Should you be going to those websites anymore? Nope, you shouldn't, because it's killing the thing in you. There's Herod's on that website, the spirit of Herod on that website, that's killing the new thing that God is doing inside of you. What are you watching on the Netflix and on the Hulu and YouTube TV and all those things? Like, you got to protect what you see, because there's Herod's out there trying to kill what's inside of you. Number two, you got to protect what you hear. The Bible says in Romans 10, 17, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So your hearing builds your faith. Can I get an amen? It either builds on God's word or on whatever you're listening to. So your faith is being built by what you hear. And maybe you shouldn't be listening to those things. Maybe you shouldn't be listening to the old school, you know, gangster rap, Biggie and Tupac and Snoop Dogg that you used to listen to growing up, because it's not helping you. Because you might be wondering, what's wrong with that? Well, what's wrong is that you're still angry. You're still cussing. You still have attitude. And that's just the rap. You're like, well, he didn't say my genre of music. Like, you, the Holy Spirit just speak to you. But you got to settle that in your spirit. What do you want to protect? Faith are you building? Because you're hearing. Man, you are never going to be able to believe the things that we say if you got things that are you're listening to that are contradictory to what we're preaching and what the word's saying. I can live a life of blessing, but you're listening to some depressing songs. You can live outside of anxiety, but yet you got things that are making you so anxious. I mean, you're listening to things, so you got to protect your hearing. Number three, you got to protect your heart. Proverbs 4:23 says, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. And some other translation says, all of life issues flow from it, from your heart. Two things that flow from your heart, I'm going to tell you right now. Number one, what you say. Matthew 12:34, it says, for the mouth speaks from that which fills the heart. So if your mouth is speaking a certain way, you're coming out with attitude, you're coming out with cussing, you're coming out with negativity, you're coming out with things that are not encouraging or not building, it's because your heart has been filled. So for you, or for all of us, we have to pay attention to what we're saying, because if some stuff comes up, what we're saying comes up that we don't like, it's because it's being filled in some area of our life. And what we're doing, what we're seeing, or who we're hanging with, it's being filled. So the heart gets filled with what you say. So what you say is the overflow of what's filling your heart. You know, like, I'm just saying those things. I'm saying, like, you may be saying those things and you think those things are just you, or just, you know, I'm trying to be real, I'm raw, that's just the way I am. God doesn't want you to be, you know, negative. He doesn't want you cussing. He doesn't want you have attitude, yelling all the time. He doesn't want those things to come out of your life. So you got to determine, like, where in the areas are my heart's being filled with these things that I'm spewing out of my mouth? And I say spew because the negative things, that's you just got to treat it like that. Your heart. So you got to pay attention to what you're saying, because what you say is that's an indicator, a trailing indicator of what's filling your heart. Number two, what flows from your heart is how you think. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinks in his heart, so he is. So you think. Thoughts are out there. You have books that are written about mind battles and all that stuff, and you're going to think you're going to have thoughts on what you have thoughts on. It's just how I have some random thoughts that come in my mind. I mean, I was telling my wife earlier that, man, I just, whenever I preach, I just have random thoughts, and even they turn into dreams sometimes, like, and I wake up like, man, that was a horrible message. And then I even, like, thoughts like Pastor Sai tell me, like, why'd you preach that? That wasn't good. Like, those are things that come to my head, but I don't discourage myself with them, because thoughts still come in your head. You start thinking certain things. I have a relationship with my thought life. And the good thoughts, not the bad thoughts. The bad thoughts I throw away. Your thinking and your thoughts are two different things. Your thoughts are what comes into your mind, and your thinking is what you think about your thoughts. You don't have to think about every single thought. But it flows from the heart. So you got to feel your heart right. Remember I said in other translations, out of the heart flows the issues of life, and how you think and what you say. How many of y'all know that you get into a lot of issues in life? Can I get an amen? Protection over these areas in your life is going to require you to remove some things out of these areas of your life and create healthy boundaries around these areas of your life, because the old you can't mix with the new you that God wants to grow inside of you. I'm going to invite everybody to stand to your feet right now, because I'm about to end. 2023 was a year of blessing, a year of new birth, a year where God did something spiritually. God did something for you. He's giving you vision. He's giving you dreams. He's giving you a fresh anointing. He's giving you gifts. He's giving you talents. But maybe you didn't see it as you thought it should come about. And you're discouraged. You're like, man, 2024 is here. Time to ask God for this same thing, because it didn't come the way I intended it to come. I intended it to come. So again, I'm going to speak to you prophetically what I shared earlier. I'm having them put it up on the screens, because this is why my whole mission and intent was to give you this. Your new thing, your new hope, your new dream is not waiting for you in 2024. Your new thing, your new hope, your new dream is to grow what you got from God in 2023. Your new thing, your new hope, your new dream is not waiting for you in 2024. Your new thing, your new hope, your new dream is to grow what God gave you in 2023. Don't abandon what you got in 2023 because it came as a baby. Don't abandon it because it came small. Don't abandon it because it didn't come how you wanted it to come. Don't abandon it because God wants to grow it to the place where you've seen it when you prayed for it. But if you abandon it, then you have to start all over again. God doesn't want you to start new in 2024. He wants you to grow the new thing for 2024, so you can be the man of God, you can be the woman of God that He's called you to be, and you can have everything that He wants to do through you be done through you, for your wife, for your spouse, for your children, for this church, for your community, for your business, for your workplace. God wants you to grow that thing. But you can't grow what you don't protect. You can't grow what you don't protect. I want to leave you with this. Maybe you've never been told this, but I'm going to tell you. Maybe you've been waiting for God to tell you, and I'm not saying I'm God, but allow me to be His mouthpiece. God's desire is for you to grow in what He's birthed inside of you through His Son, Jesus. God's desire is to grow what He's birthed inside of you. 2023, He wants to grow it. He wants to grow it. He wants to grow it. He wants to grow it more, more, more. It's not done yet. It's not done yet. It started small, but it started increasing. And He is the God of increase. And He's about to increase it to greater levels, to greater depths. Come on, to a greater width. He's going to increase it. The year 2024 is going to bring such a supernatural blessing upon your life, because there's a church in Freedom House that has some new things and new birth and the baby Jesus inside of them, that they're going to grow and they're going to see and they're going to walk in the blessing. And not only are they going to walk in blessing, but they're going to be a blessing to others. They're going to be the blessing that when people see them coming over their house or coming over to their table to hang out, they're going to have jump for joy. They're going to be happy because you are a blessing. That is what you are. The call of God on you, don't abandon it just because you didn't see it the way that you wanted to see it in 2023. Let's protect it, let's grow it, and let's see God move in the miraculous in 2024. God is for you, He is with you, and He wants to grow you into all all that He's given you vision for, dreams for, and prophesied over you. Continue to hold on to the word. Continue to hold on to your faith. Continue to hold on to it, protect it, and see it manifest itself in 2024 like never before. Put your hands up like this. Let me pray for you, and then we're going to worship God and believe Him, because He's the God of more. Father in heaven, I thank You for the word that You released. It was a word that is prophetic to Your people, Lord Jesus. You gave it to me on purpose and for a purpose. So as it has gone out on the soft soils of the hearts of Your people, may it build their faith, grow their faith, and may they go out walking in faith, Father God, protecting the Jesus inside of them and growing the birth that's within them, Father, in every single area, as men of God and as women of God, as Your children, growing in the order that You have for them, growing in the wonderful counsel that You give them, growing in the peace that is theirs, and growing as the children that they are, Your children, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Holy Spirit, fill them to the overflow and bring confirmation that this word was for them today to walk into 2024 with praise, worship, and thanksgiving. In Jesus' name.
Thanks so much for watching our service at Freedom House OC. Don't forget to like and subscribe. It's always my honor, my wife's honor, to bring you God's word. And I know that God's best is in your future. Make sure to share, click the bell icon so you're always up to date when new content comes out, because we want to be a blessing to your life. We want this channel to be a channel that feeds your future and leads you closer to God. Hey, we love you. God bless.